This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rural hospital fund in limbo. Dems warn of impacts of budget rescissions. And RFK Jr. to celebrate MOHA. Senate rural hospital fund still up in the air. Senate Republicans are continuing their push to get the budget reconciliation bill on the floor over the weekend. But yesterday, GOP senators were continuing to struggle over how to help rural hospitals deal with the bill's Medicaid funding cuts. Senate Finance Committee Republicans floated a proposal for a fund to stabilize rural hospitals. The state of play, well, Republicans such as Josh Hawley of Missouri, Jim Justice of West Virginia have been vocal with concerns about how funding cuts could affect rural hospitals, many of which are already at risk of closing. The Senate finance proposal suggests setting up a $15 billion fund, but as of last night, Justice said the number was jumping all over the place from $20 billion to $100 billion. Senator Susan Collins of Maine has been pushing for a number closer to $100 billion. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said the conference is generally agreement of having a fund. Hawley said the ultimate design of the fund also matters in terms of how much goes to rural hospitals and how it's used. He said he'd like to see the Senate move closer to the House proposal on Medicaid. Even with the rural hospital fund, he thinks Congress would need to fix this framework down the road. I wouldn't do any of this, Hawley said, of the Senate changes to Medicaid provider taxes. I think it's creating a problem, and yeah, it does not make a lot of sense. Senate Dems, rescissions could kill future budget compromise. Senate Democrats are warning that the Senate approval of a House-passed rescissions bill would undermine the budgetary process and could quash future compromise. None of us would sit here and agree to bipartisan bills knowing that their partners were just going to gut that deal with rescissions. Senate Appropriations Committee Ranking Member Patty Murray of Washington warned during a hearing yesterday. She added that passing the rescissions bill would gut the heart of compromise. Now take note, the bill could codify $9.4 billion DOGE-inspired spending cuts from funds that Congress previously approved. Among the cuts included in the legislation are foreign assistance and public health programs, including food security funding. If our funding bills must be bipartisan, then our funding cuts have to be as well, added Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii. But GOP Committee Chair Susan Collins of Maine, also skeptical about rescissions. She pressed Management and Budget Director Russell Vaught on why the administration needed to go after congressionally approved funding to combat waste and abuse. Now it's MOHA, RFK Jr. to be in Oklahoma for an event. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slated to join the Oklahoma governor today to launch the Make Oklahoma Healthy Again campaign. The campaign promotes, quote, common sense health policies, medical freedom, and a return to personal responsibility that, according to HHS advisory. Governor Kevin Stitt has not released more details about the strategy, but at previous appearances in states on MOHA issues, Kennedy has highlighted efforts to cut food dyes and additives from the food supply. On Friday, Kennedy will also join Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, who is expected to sign his state's MOHA bill into law. The bill touches on a number of MOHA priorities, including a provision requiring restaurants to note on menus if items are cooked using seed oils. The law also requires food items with one of several ingredients to be labeled with a QR code that directs consumers to a notice on certain ingredients. It also bans several food dyes, additives, and artificial sweeteners from school meals beginning in the 2028-29 school year. Take note, earlier this week, Kennedy's MOHA allies, including Callie Means and Vanny Harry, also known as the Food Babe, joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott when he signed a similar bill. One provision requires food manufacturers to include a warning label if a product contains one of 44 ingredients. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. One big, beautiful bill criticized for benefiting large farmers at the expense of small farms. The big, beautiful reconciliation bill would overwhelmingly benefit large farms at the expense of small farms, some farm program critics told reporters yesterday. The legislation that the Ag Committee has produced is clear fiscal malpractice, said Josh Sewell of Taxpayers for Common Sense. Sewell was joined on the call by consultant Fred Hofer, formerly of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, and the Environmental Working Group, Scott Faber. Among the provisions they criticize, increase in farm subsidy payment limits and an exemption for large farms from a long-standing means test used to determine disaster aid and other payments. Faber said, quote, perhaps the most troubling provision would allow every individual member of a farm organized as a joint venture or LLC to collect up to $155,000. It's a $30,000 increase. Hofner said the end result will be, quote, more farm consolidation, more economic concentration. It means smaller family farms are put at a competitive disadvantage in the rental market and the real estate market in general. It's devastating for beginning farmers. July 4 cookout prices plateau, a survey says. The average 4th of July cookout for 10 guests will cost Americans $70.92 this year. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation annual survey. That's down just 30 cents from the 2024 figure of $71.22, which was an all-time high. Despite prices beginning to level out, a 2025 cookout still costs 19% more than it did 5 years ago. Of the cookout ingredient survey, there were price declines in six foods: pork chops, hamburger buns, potato chips, chicken breast, chocolate chip cookies, and cheese. The average retail price of a 2-pound pack of ground beef in 2025, $13.33. That's up 4.4% from last year, the highest price ever recorded in the survey. Texas establishes screwworm response team. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has directed Texas Parks and Wildlife Department of the Texas Animal Health Commission to establish a joint response team for New World screwworm. In a letter, Abbott says the recent screwworm outbreaks in Central America and Mexico pose, quote, a serious threat to Texas livestock and wildlife, and outbreaks in the state, quote, could result in severe economic losses and ecological disruption. Here's today's final word. If our funding bills must be bipartisan, then our funding cuts have to be as well. That's Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii on the GOP rescissions package. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.